If you would like to contact the podcast tonight, you can contact us live on 07492 330 042. I will put that number in the chat now while Sam does the read for the number one place to get all your shit from.
It's been a right nightmare this evening, just getting Jamie to do the podcast because he's useless and unreliable. However,
Thank you.
This week, the podcast is brought to you by electricianspod.shop, your number one place to get all things Verso. Yeah, we're doing some really good deals at the moment. So if you are in the marketplace for any socket, switches, spurs, anything to do with fuse boards, hit us up. You can always get in contact with me directly and I will do you some really good deals. So let me know what you need.
And I am going to give the shout out to Chevronu. They are the number one people for all your power quality monitoring, energy analysis, and all that measurement of stuff that Sam doesn't understand. They support the podcast by letting me use free things, which I get to show off to you. They've sent a few bits and bobs, and I've been totally happy with all of it. In fact, I think when the sponsorship comes to an end, I will still continue to love their stuff because it's pretty fucking good. I'm really happy with it. So, yeah, if you want to measure anything, test anything, log anything, they're the people to get in contact with. Give them a shout.
Yeah, they are quite good with all that sort of stuff. I'm just, you know, I'm just not that smart to use them.
I thought it was quite clever till I got the analyzer, but I'm getting the way around it. But I'm dead happy with the sponsorship, guys, yeah. And what I will definitely say is, When they're not sponsored anymore, I'll still use the gear because I really am dead happy with what they've got me for the analysing and stuff like that. So I can't fault it.
Whilst we're at it,
oh yeah,
last week or the week before, I done a shout out for the back box repair clip. This on screen, your back box repair clips. Now they are absolutely fantastic, and we're not sponsored by them, but they did send through four packs to give away. Haven't decided how we're going to give them away, but by the end of this podcast, we will have given away four packs of back box repair clips.
You know, it's not the
biggest giveaway in the world, but they are really decent.
It's nice to come on here and give a genuine, like, big up to something because people enjoy using it or like using it or it's useful, and for them to send us something to give away. And we really appreciate that. That's what it's all about. This pod is looking after the spark is. So cheers for that.
This week, I'm so not with it today. I'm really not with it. It's been a really, really busy day. Like, my work is absolutely chocker this week, which is lovely.
You used to do this every Monday, though, didn't you? This was the Monday club before 6 months ago. You used to do it every Monday. I don't know how you managed it after work on a Monday.
No, do you know what? I would do a podcast at 3 a.m. I have done. And it's absolutely, I have done when I'm doing the Fat Sam podcast. But I just love podcasting. The other thing is, one of the things we wanted to talk about tonight is getting organized and the carnage that can quite quickly come from being self-employed. It is mad.
Shall we talk about this podcast first? That we've got some news for the viewer.
Go on then.
So, right. If you haven't noticed, it's Monday, not Sunday. Now, we both enjoy doing the lives on a Sunday. We really, really do. But at the minute, there's stuff going off, mainly for me, but for Sam as well, for everyone. And it's just not, we can't always commit to doing it on a Sunday. So what we decided today is there's going to be a podcast a week. It's going to happen every week. It'll be on video. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on audio. But we're not currently making a promise on when that will be. We'll try and put it on. We'll put it on Instagram before it happens, so people know when to watch.
And we'll try and do Sundays.
Yeah, and we'll try and do Sundays, but just the way things are going off, which we're going to talk about this podcast. That's all what this one's about. Keep an eye out for us. Keep your ear to the ground. Keep your eyes on the Instagram and Twitter and whatnot, or whatever, so Bieber, or whatever it is. There'll be a podcast a week. There could be one on Friday and then one on Sunday. There could be one on Saturday and Sunday. There might not be one till the following Saturday and Sunday, but there'll be a podcast a week. That's our promise to you. We both enjoy doing it. I want to keep it up, but being tied to the 7:30 slot is becoming a bit of a problem for me just at the moment. And hopefully in the new year, we'll get settled back in to doing it on a Sunday night because we enjoy it.
See, people don't realise it is only once a week, but it can get so brutal jamming it in every week at the same time because, you know, family life, working life, things creep up on you. And before you know it, you're postponed for 3 or 4 days.
It looks like we just sit here for an hour, yeah? Which is effectively the bit you see. Behind the scenes, I haven't spoke to you all this week, which is unusual, isn't it? You've been busy. I know you've been busy, because remember, we probably speak to you on the phone for 2 hours a week. There's graphics to make, keeping an eye out for the news and all that. I was wearing a Sony Fobo last week, didn't look for anything. That's why I was late last night. I didn't even realise it was
something. I didn't want to get into that with you because you took 5 days to do 8 armoured.
We've talked about this, haven't we? Offline.
Not live.
You want to do it again, do you? You want to go for this again?
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, we'll do that in a bit.
But yeah, bear with us.
Five armoured in 5 days.
You're still digging that in, aren't you? Bear with us. There'll be a pod every week. Keep sending us stuff in. Keep sending us messages on Instagram. Keep texting the phone. All that helps us put a show together that people enjoy. And we get the feedback people enjoy. The numbers are climbing up, but we just can't commit to the regularity at the minute because my life is currently not regular. And I do apologise for that. But I'm a real Sparky doing a podcast for real Sparkies. And Sam is also, believe it or not, a real Sparky doing a podcast for real Sparkies.
Getting into it a little bit, I actually feel more... Close out. I actually feel more like a real Sparky now I'm doing all my own stuff. Now,
yeah.
It's fair to say you don't realise how much organising and fannying about just to get your jobs booked in the right area at the right time and all that sort of stuff. So I've offloaded that. My wife does it. My wife does everything other than do the jobs now because I literally couldn't.
You want to watch out, mate? If she gets the red rider, if she gets in the books of her, she'll be doing that as well. And then you'll be skinned.
Brilliant.
She'll just book herself in for your jobs.
No, I just sit at home watching TV all day. I'm happy for that.
Swap
However,
it.
So all of a sudden, my business went from like a couple of jobs a week, and now I'm getting at least 4 or 5 jobs a day currently, and it's just going like I've got, you know, that Nextdoor app that I'm always using.
Yeah, I've used the Nextdoor app actually, just as a. As looking at what's going on from my area, is it gone?
I've got favourite business of my area awards this week.
Do you get a badge?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, fair one.
You get a badge and stickers for your van or whatever. So I've got that this week.
It's build up then, is it? You're getting your name around. Because obviously you've moaned a bit, like everyone does, but now you're getting more regular work. You're getting return customers and stuff.
It's way harder than you think it's going to be starting up your little business.
Yeah.
It really is. Because... You know, you've got to put in, I certainly had to put in maybe 6 months of just, like, picking up jobs where I can.
Trading
so I was
water.
Working, and then, like, when a job come in, just go and do it. Like, even if it was 7:30 at night and someone wanted 2 lights putting up, I was like, yeah, I can do that now for you. So it's just took a long time to sort of get here. I do think it's the pre-Christmas rush. You know what it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll probably be dead as a door now in January. But there's a few things I wanted to talk about, actually. It's like...
I mean, like, if you get going, from my perspective, just to check, yeah, when you start, really, the only way to do it is either to sink your money into a hole and wait for the work to come in and get out there, or whilst you're working for someone... You start and do it on the side until it takes over your normal job. That's their two options, aren't there?
If I was a single man, just had my own arse to keep,
yeah,
I'd have just gone bosh. Right, this is what I'm doing now, and just waited for jobs to come in. But when you've got like a family and a mortgage and all the stuff that comes with it, you've got to keep money coming in.
So, yeah, there's no you can't have a dip in the money income, can you? It's got to carry on.
No, well, there ain't no money to dip in, bruv. So it's just a matter of like getting enough work so you can. So this is my 5th week fully booked, breaking even. And when I say breaking even, that's the money I set for each day.
Yeah, you earn what you want to earn to just keep things ticking over.
Yes, that's my break even point. Anything more than that, that's then going to be profit. But
I'm diddling around now. I've not finished. I put my notes in at work. Got to, I think, I won't confirm the date yet, but it'll be either then January or February. Yeah, I've had a week off last week on a solar farm. I took a week off and did some work. I've still done a bit of work on the side. I'm looking forward to getting gone. I've got other areas to explore, but what I've realised is some of the stuff I want to do, I've got to sink some money into it. So I have to take a proper gamble now because at the minute, the stuff I'm doing just labour. But there's a few things I want to explore that need some money sinking into them. There we go. I'm going full Joseph Valentino. I'm going to do some electrician's training. Not courses, not business courses. I want to run. In the end, I'd like to run a course for people to come and do large steel wire armours experience and training. Because no one's really doing it.
Whilst we're talking about steel wire armours.
There we go. Let's just get this out of the way.
Following Jamie, In the chat, if you've been following Jamie, let me know last week how it took him 5 days to make off 8 armoureds.
16 aluminium armoured 150s into a shipping container. And
5 days.
Rework all the switchgear and buzz
bars. 5 days.
I'll tell you what, when it's out on YouTube, I'll put a vote on it if I took too long. But I think we was grafting and it was dark and muddy, but I really enjoyed it. Amazingly, I was in a dark, muddy field all week, dragging in massive muddy armoured, and I fucking loved it. And that's when I knew I'd got to go back on my own. It clicked.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because when you're working for someone, you don't really have that sort of pressure to get the job done. It, like, what's the worst that can happen? You're going to get sacked. No one cares. You, like, there's literally no repercussion to you if you don't get the job done.
You know, the pressure you got when you're employed? That's pressure from your the people above you for the same reward you always get.
Their problem, not yours, really.
Yeah, but you get the same reward, don't you? When you work for yourself, I like working a bit late. I like getting stuff done late night. I like running around a bit of pressure because I know the reward for it is all mine.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't
that's
mind grafting for people. And I don't mind grafting people for the reward, but I see at the minute, if I go self-employed, do what I do, the rewards could be high for me. I might be on my arse in a couple of months begging for my job back, right? I'm not ruling that out, but I think at the minute, for what I do, the rewards are there. And I'm going to be doing some work. I'm going to be doing this training stuff. I'm going to be training for other people. And I'm just going to be doing a bit more variety of stuff, to be honest, which I can afford to do at my age, which will be nice, yeah. I hope.
It's like that sort of, when anything goes wrong on a job, I'm at that stage now where I quite relish it. Like, yeah. I love the, you know, oh, the pressure's on now, and you get to do a bit of work, and like, I don't know, it's just that little bit of pressure almost drives you to do well. I don't know. It's very strange. I'm trying to sort of get my head around it at the moment. But the pressure of working for yourself is also, I don't know, it's almost like a bit of a turbo boost for you.
I'm not going to go back to the old, what I did before, where I've got like it's the same company, basically. If anyone's company's asked me what I'm doing, feel free. It's the same firm. So, but I'm not going back to the old business, which was control panel building, design, big workshop, employing staff, doing loads of contract. Not doing that. I'm just going to do stuff that I can do on my own. I don't work like, so ideally I do 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week on a job, doing whatever they want doing, the armours and all that kind of thing. Then I'm going to do a bit of training interjected with that. Then I've got a bit of design and consultancy I'm going to do. I'm just learning. I'm just getting myself into that mode, core, soft, electrical O&M with the help of a few people.
Yeah,
I want to get
into
that. And I'm going to carry on grafting because I can still graft. My knees are more relaxed because smoking is needed for the knees. And as I move into the next 10 years, I would have focused on doing the more technical stuff on the design and that, but I just need to go on my own. I drove to work the other week and I thought about it a little bit and I just pulled over into a lay-by and I just emailed my boss, says, I'm jacking. That was it. That's how I operate.
Pulled over into a lay-by for some dogging.
If there had been some, I can't say that word on here, like, you know, floating man love going off in that lay-by, maybe I'd have just not bothered, but because there was no one else there, I just texted my noticing. So yeah, it is what it is, but yeah, it's not like I thought about it, but I just like, and then last week, like I said, I really enjoyed it. I'm sure people get like a job where they really enjoy it, but like I say, I want the reward, and I think at the minute there's rewards out there if you want to graft. But I've got a note against my firm, but when you work for someone, if you're grafting, you can, I'm not saying I'm doing this at work because I'm still working there, Christmas due next week, but you can carry all the weight and get paid the same as the people, and every spark has been on a job where they're doing the graft and these 10 of us subbies doing fuck all. Everyone knows that feeling, everyone's at it. And when
my biggest
yourself,
takeaway,
you don't get that.
My biggest takeaway from the switch to doing my own thing, completely doing my own thing, rather than doing a private job here and there, is just how much more money you can make doing your own private thing as well. How much more driven you are to do a better job. Like, because
yeah,
the last
yeah.
thing you want to do is do a job and then have to go back and fix it.
Yeah.
So you want to buy the best stuff. You want to put it in nice and neat. You want to silicone all around where you need to silicone. You just don't want any problems down the line where it's your fault and you've got to go back and work for free. And so it ups your game. And like the rewards for upping your game is money, more money. Because the job you do, the less returns you have to go to and the more money you're making.
You
I
know,
can't
I get
believe
to do as well. I get better tools. Let me just grab something one sec. Sorry, what do you do? So
I just can't believe exactly how much I was on this money I could make.
I was on this big armourage job last week, yeah? And then randomly, I knew I was going on this big armourage job, and then randomly my little lad was ill. And I was downstairs at 2 o'clock in the morning on eBay, and I bought this. Check out that beast.
Wow.
That's for chomping cables. It would chomp a 50 mil cable in two, yeah? And I bought that. It cost me 300 quid off eBay, right? It fits with a big foot pump I got. That saved me £300 worth of time on this job. And the guy I was working for was like, mate, I'm so glad you turned up with that. It saved us loads of time. Also, big shout out again. I've done this all week, but I'm going to do it again, yeah? If anyone don't follow him, Joint Tech on Instagram, the cable guy, the SWA cable guy. Yeah.
Mikey's done some work with him.
Using the exhaust cutter, right? I thought, fuck it, I've seen him do it, I'm going to try one. Saved me hours on the job, did stuff I've never done before, stuff I couldn't have done. So shout out to them.
What's an exhaust cutter? What, one of them windy things?
I just tried to follow the guide before I went in here, and I moved a box and set a kind of WD-40 off here. Yeah? But there's one on my Instagram, I'll put it up. It's basically like a, you know, the cutting wheels on a plumber's wheel for cutting pipe? Yeah. It's a load of them on a chain.
Oh, okay.
Absolute fucking game changer for armoured. Do not buy a cheap one. Buy the one on Amazon that's about 50 quid. I bought one. I thought I'd take a punt on it. Absolutely fucking made my life hours easier last week.
Well, do you know what I've never used and I've just started using it is the Armour Slice, the CK Armour
them.
Slice.
I love them both. And the CK Armour Slice, and there's another one, isn't there? A yellow plastic one.
I didn't realise how much better they are than using a junior.
The amount of people I've said, oh, I fucking hate them. And I'm like, have you tried it until you learn the knack? Because it's not like an axle, you have to learn a new knack if you don't. But when you're self-employed, you go and buy these things. You have better tools and better equipment and better setup so you can do the job faster and make more money.
Unbelievable.
When you work for someone, they just get to use a hacksaw. And my tools are raggedy. All my DeWalt batteries are 3 years old. So just going back on my own and get myself set back up again, which is what I'm trying to achieve at the minute, which is why I weren't on last night, and that is because all my shit's in turmoil. This garage just put a video on Instagram on it before I started. There's shit everywhere. And I've just got to get back on top of loads of stuff. But the good thing is, when I get back on top of my own shit for my own business, it'll benefit me mentally as well as money-wise.
Because you were saying about, like, just even cleaning your works van, like, that's not really for you, is it? It kind of is because, you know, it makes your life easier on site, but...
Yeah,
really,
I don't
truly
mind doing it. I don't mind grafting. Don't get me wrong. I'm not considered a lazy work. But what I'm saying is, a lot of things when you're self-employed that you do for the business benefit you as a person. So, like, having a nice office, having all your nice tools, go out and buy a set of shelves for your house when you work for someone. You bought a set of shelves for your house, you paid for out your PAY money. You go and do that when you've got your own business. They get paid for by your company. And I miss all that. Like, one year, me and my missus went to York in a 5-star hotel for 3 days to have the board meeting, and it all went through the company. That's legit as well. Yeah. So the firm I work for has been great. I've really enjoyed, met loads of good people. I've learned loads of new tricks, but I just, when you've been self-employed, it's like a caged animal.
Do you remember when you first got this job and you was like, that's it, the best thing ever. I've gone PAYE. This is the best thing ever. I'm never going back.
I think that was you. I don't think I ever said that, but they were good. They still continue to be good now. I shared a job they've got going on LinkedIn today.
Why are you lying?
I'm not. That was you. Let's go back through the podcast. Look, I said it was a good job, but I didn't say I'd never go back. If I'd said that, I would have closed down my limited company, wouldn't I? Which I didn't. But today on LinkedIn, I shared a job they've got going, yeah? I wouldn't do that if I thought there's a bunch of dicks, but I said to my HR guy the other day, I said, it's not you, it's me. You know what I mean? One of them, but I just need to do it now. Once you get that little thing in your head, and if anyone's young and thinking about going on their own, and I see people say they're going to run Instagram stuff, and I always say, just go for it, because at the end of the day, you go back and get another job if you want.
Yeah, just go for it. I think the hardest thing for me was getting my name out there, and that hustle was really hard. The second hardest thing is buying a truck. Like, I'm just having no luck with that at the moment.
The quest for tools and equipment when you have your own business never ends. It's a fluid thing. Don't ever try and complete it, mate, with tools, because you never will.
You're always buying
random shit.
Do you know what though? It's nice though. You go into the wholesaler and you're like, oh, I need this. Like buying hole saws and buying drill bits and stuff like that, you're not really bothered about anymore because it kind of gets swallowed up in the job. Do you know what I mean? It's like all these little bits and pieces where before when you're doing like subbing and it's like tools and labour, it's just like screwing about buying a hole saw and stuff like that.
Now, when I'm at work, I drill a hole with a drill. You know, when I work for myself, I've got a little DeWalt box with a drill, all the drills in, and in there, there's, you know, Treflex. and always dip a little bit of Treflex under the drill, and the drill lasts 10 times longer. That's the kind of pride, a little bit more pride of when you work for yourself. Like, you're buying it, aren't you? Look after stuff more.
No.
And I'm looking forward to getting myself settled down. I've got to go rent an office now because I can't keep running my business, this podcast, and other stuff out this garage of my desk. So that's the next thing on my list. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. And I'm going to be advertising on here for fucking work. So I'm a greedy man. I've got full Joseph Valentine with this podcast now. I want some work out of you mothers. All right.
I think I've got something that you're not going to like. I am currently looking at getting a bit of software. So like a Tradify, Payaka, something like that. Just because what they do. So at the moment, using my calendar on Gmail.
Yeah.
Which is great. It works absolutely fine. But the integration that you can get from these other platforms, which I know you hate.
No, no, I'll give my bit in a minute.
The integration is brilliant. So once the customer's set up, they're set up forever. And all of the invoicing, the certificates, every single thing is automated and logged under that address. So when it comes to sending an invoice, it's a one click.
I get that, but I know
stuff
someone
like that just saves so much time.
I know someone who used one of these ones. It was either Tradify or Payaka, and all their data's stuck in it. They still have to pay a subscription to get to it now, and then they don't use it. What I would say is,
you can store your data.
Yeah, they're going to let you get your hands on all that on there. What I'd say is right is every big business in the world uses Microsoft, and that's OneDrive.
I don't think you're right. They do have bespoke software. A lot of companies have some sort of bespoke software to run their business.
Run your business. This is just my opinion, I'm not like, if one of these software things works for you, then great, If you're going to stay the same size as your one-man band, great, I just have an Excel sheet that does it all for me that I wrote, and I learned how to use Excel from that, which I then use for loads of other things like cable schedules and Gantt charts and everything, I keep it all in OneDrive, which is a cloud-based system I can access anywhere in the world. If I needed a bigger accounts package, I'd buy Sage. My missus is a management accountant, She sits there all day grinding Excel spreadsheets because that's what big accountants do. And they integrate with Sage. The Tradify Payaka stuff, it's just a lazy man's option. If you don't want to learn anything, you just want to spark, use it, fine.
So
if you
know
run a database.
I love a spreadsheet. You know I love a spreadsheet.
And
I love so Excel and stuff. But I just think a package that is designed to be useful and designed with a job in electrician's life designed around that, it will have tips, tricks and hacks that make things so much easier.
Let me be a bit more savage. I've seen Payaka's office on fucking Instagram, it looks like some right flash cunts place. Sorry, it looks dead flash, then I see every influencer in the world banging it out, good things sell myself. If they go bankrupt tomorrow, what's happening to all your data? If they go bust because they're an investor-driven
business...
I've told
you this 400 times,
It's not on your computer. The
you can
just, sort of
just pull
computer.
It off onto your computer. You can
all your test sheets and everything. I don't think you can. If I'm wrong, Payaka or Tradify, tell me, but...
You're 100% wrong.
I don't want all my shit on someone else's computer. I've got one file. It's a Windows-based file software. You create a file, put all your customer shit in it. I just don't know what the problem is. I think some people are lazy. I think it's an easy option. Lazy or easy being two different things, For me personally, I want all that data where I can get my hands on it. It in the cloud as well, so it's safe. And I want to jiggle my customers' data around on my computer. And go, if I go to a job, I need a grain dryer, then I fit in a sand dryer. I pulled all the information for that out their file and sort of rejiggled it off that job. And I just like having it all close to me. I know we're all going cloud and that, but I just like to use the software everyone uses.
I've not used. What we're doing at the moment is working very well. So we're just using the calendar. So we share a calendar. Amanda, so if I get a call onto the work phone, I send forward the details to Amanda. She calls them up, books it in, She does all the booking. She does all the payments, all that sort of stuff. She's basically my Tradify now. Someone put that in the comments earlier. I did think Dan's wife is Tradify now. So she does all that for me at the moment. And I wonder, And I wonder if these platforms actually have this. Because one thing she does better than like is such a time saver. She will book people in at certain times and certain days based on where I'm going to be that day. So she like, and I don't know if there's a that's an option in a software package.
I'll just say one thing. Dan DMH put in, yeah, and I know because I spoke to him about a bit this year. He's put, and this is a bit of a secret to be fair. Sage Accounting does everything those bits of software do, but it's an actual bit of software on the computer. And if you start off little and you start off with Sage, they offer I sound like I'm advertising Sage now. Use my discount code. If you start off with a little subscription to Sage, it can grow with you. Whereas the trading fire pack type things, at a certain point, you can't use them anymore. So that's just something to bear in mind. That's a good point he's made there that I just wanted to put in.
I don't know. I just want absolute seamless ease of use.
All right.
To deal with maintenance of updating.
Exactly.
Pay
Microsoft £80 a year for Office Suite. Get Outlook, which has got a really good calendar in it. You get an app on any device. It syncs across all devices. And when you open a file in Excel, you can open it on your phone, on your computer. It auto syncs them up. That's doing it all. All right, you've got to write the background invoice stuff yourself.
I'm not interested. I've got two. Remember, I've got the shop. I've got this. I've got the podcast. I've got a million things going on.
I'm not saying I'm right, and everyone should do what I say. Yeah, but what I'm saying
is, I do think you're wrong.
I think I'm wrong in certain situations, but if you want to be Sam the Sparky and his wife runs a business, you do stuff around your local here for the rest of your life, which I think you do, fine doing what you're doing. Go and get traded for, yeah? If you're thinking about scaling your business up, I don't think those bits of software personally grow with you.
I know that Will's Electrical uses it, Tradify, loves it.
Yeah.
And he's got a few people working for him. I know that one of my bosses before, Chris, he's got 10, 15 people working for him, and he uses Tradify.
I just don't see the need to pay someone £60 a month, which I think is the going rate for it.
£60 a month? Well,
Don't quote this. I don't find out, but I think everything I need to do... I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a tight fucker, and I like keeping my data. I know a bit about programming software. I can do all that shit in Excel. And when I want to adjust a spreadsheet to do what I want to do, I just adjust it. So I have like every file I have ever, Excel spreadsheet. The first one's the invoice. The second one's the file copy invoice. The third one's an itemized list of materials. And the fourth one's a timesheet. And every job has a spreadsheet and all the data I get out of that. It's easy fucking peasy.
A lot of people are saying zero is a one.
Zero?
Isn't that Sage?
I think it might be. You know, Power Tools made by Makita, Milwaukee, and all that. You know that company that makes them all? They make JCB Power Tools as well. And I know for a fact, do you know why they make them? Because they say, we'll sell Power Tools to every fucker, not just the top end, yeah? I think Zero is like Baby Sage, if that makes sense.
Don't know. And there's another one called Simpro. It's expensive, but works well for big companies. Listen, I don't know. And Aaron says here, wonder how secure Tradify is and all that.
How many influencers do you see selling Sage? That'll do me, thanks.
Listen, Tradify, everyone's sick of hearing Tradify as well. I am as well. You go on any social media, someone's banging out of the subscription.
Last week, Thursday and Friday, I sent something on Instagram, yeah? It was non-stop Tradify and Unilite adverts, yeah? And then to top it all off, on the burner phone I've got where I look at some accounts that I don't want to be associated with, yeah? What happened was the Unilite gaffer popped up advertising Tradify. It was like hell on earth. Alex from Unilite doing an advert for Tradify. I was like, this is just for
trolling. This is basically an advert for Tradify now.
Well, not really, because we're just talking about it, aren't we? We're not being negative about it.
I'm gonna hit Payaka first because I've got a bit of a history with them. So I'm gonna have a look at their software and stuff. I am gonna explore getting into it just because if it's easy, why not use it? If it saves you time, money, less thinking about.
You know where them chopping machines that chop up veg and it dices, it slices, it does all that shit, yeah? Go to any professional kitchen. And a professional chef only has one thing, a good set of knives. And that is something someone told me years ago, it stuck me forever. A good chef has a set of knives. He doesn't have any gimmicks. And I think that's why I use AutoCAD. I'm using Electrical O&M. I used to use Amtech, which I fucking think is wank. And then I use Microsoft. And I use a PC And I use...
You know what your biggest problem with it is?
What? The
fact that you've never used it, so you really don't know.
Well, someone said
and
that about...
this is why I will be correct. When I use it and I give my opinion, once I've used it and I've done both sides, my answer will be the correct one.
Oh, don't get me wrong. If you've got a set of knives, which I've got, and I chop things up, if I buy a chopping machine, it will be quicker and easier to use. But then afterwards, I've got to clean it and fuck around with it and put it away. And I'd rather, even though it's easier, I'd rather use a good set of knives like a chef. That's my bag. I don't like gimmicks. I don't like things that are over-advertised.
What if it's a really good tool that has been designed for exactly what we need it for?
Well, if it's that fucking good, why do they have to get fucking 5,000 influencers to pump the fucking thing and have an office that looks like it's a fucking...
Well, you could say that about any famous brand. Like, any famous brand advertises.
Some advertise more than others, though, don't they? Some advertise in certain places.
Look if at Nike. Some fucking Nike sponsor every major athlete in the world. They don't need to. Everyone buys Nike shoes.
You know, if it was fucking seasoned Instagram people who know I've got businesses, which some of it is, yeah? But when I see a fucking 18-year-old apprentice flogging it, that I know they've been paid to say it, I start thinking, well, what are you advertising to? You know what I mean? I'm not going to get back on it. That's my opinion. But I'm not saying it's not easy. I'm not saying it's not useful. But I like tradition. I don't drink Monster and vape. I smoke cigarettes and drink coffee. Bosh.
That's so dumb.
I can't agree with it.
But no, it's because as you
we'll
know...
See. We'll see, though. We're not going to say it's new, not talk about it. When you get it, we'll discuss it. I'm not signing up to a free trial. Fuck that. But I'll be quite happily here. If anyone ever wants an Excel advice, I'll help you out. I don't mind doing it. Actual electrical content on Excel.
The hardest thing at the moment is invoicing and stuff. I fucking hate doing invoices. And why are people asking for an invoice for like 100 quid's worth of work?
I'll tell you, actually. You know what? I'll give you that one, yeah. I was working with a guy on the solar farm last week called Phil, and he's got quite a big domestic company. And I think he uses Sage, and he has to do like 5 or 6 invoices a day. In my game, I'm lucky if I do one a week because I do big jobs and just it's a lump. So, yeah. All right, I'll give you that one. That is probably one of the benefits of stuff like that is because if you're doing 5 jobs a day.
I think it's got like good stuff. Like you just press on the customer and you get directions. You know, like that 10 seconds that it takes to type it into Google and all that. When you're in the van and you're driving around, you just press a button for the next one. I think
I've got to admit, you're right. There is a window for that. There's
lots of little things that will add up to make your day a lot easier.
Yeah, I think people need to bear in mind that you work in one area of the trade, I work in a very different area of the trade. And for me, like invoicing is like a 4 a month thing, if that.
Yeah.
And but if you're doing 5 a day, yeah, right. But I know Sage does that. But if TradeFives do that or PayAcker, whichever one it is, or whatever they call this week. But yeah, I'll give you that one. That probably does help the 5 a day lads, the jobbing spark. So yeah. Got to be fair to that.
But, I don't know.
There's a lot of it's just advertised at the minute, but then again, Instagram at the minute is fucking full of adverts for people. Fucking
it's Christmas stuff, isn't it? This is what happens. Coming up to Christmas, everywhere gets like the rate you get during this period, like on YouTube. So the ads that get put out on YouTube, you get more money for it this time of year.
A major player today, I just going through some Instagram when I was in the van, just waiting for something like a major social media player is like 8 stories on their Instagram. Fucking, no, it's 9 stories, 7 adverts. Like, fucking hell, lads, put some fucking content out. No one's following anyone just for adverts. At least do it 50-50. Fucking have some respect for yourself.
But honestly, here's the thing, right? A lot of people get into doing influencing, and I was guilty of this at the beginning, and not that I'm an influencer, but like the whole having an online presence where you can flog your network. One of the massive reasons for getting into this is to have that leverage so you can make money for not doing a lot. Turns out it doesn't really work like that, but a lot of people think, like, some people are making very, very good money doing a couple of minutes of adverts a week.
The 1% of the 1%,
sure.
Oh, right. And I don't begrudge anyone making some money on Instagram, right, if you are, but you know what? At least... I can only talk about electricity. Yeah? If you've got an electrical business and you're doing some Instagram advertising, fucking fantastic, yeah? But at least 50-50, eh? You're not, without the electrical part of the business, you haven't got any advertising because you ain't got anything to sell.
This is where you're right. This is where you're 100% right. You said this earlier on.
We've got to mention it because it's been news this week, yeah? I think John at Works, John, formerly of Artisan, has gone on his own. So if you are looking for an electrician in the Cambridge area, I think John has got his Instagram still. But he's been made redundant from Artisan. He put a video out that's now been deleted, actually, on Saturday, saying he was making three people redundant, which I comment on saying I think it's a bit untoward making content out of people's redundancies. But he does loads of advertising, but there seems to be very little in the way of content. And obviously, I've said this about eFix as well. Seems just be, there was very electrical content based. Now it seems to be an advertising thing. At least go 50-50, people. People want to learn, not just be sold shit.
It's a funny thing, right? Because with eFix, I think from what I've found, what I've been told is there's a lot that they do behind the scenes that they don't really talk about in terms of like the college connections and stuff like that. They do a lot of good work. So their content doesn't necessarily
Again, is advertising, it's indoctrinated, isn't it? We said this last week, like they put an advert on Instagram saying, if you want to be in our college collections, pay us and we'll show your product off. So let's not go on like they're not selling, getting kids hooked on, I don't know, Wilex or something, you know what I mean? But
I don't know, man. I'm not saying it's bad. I think the way they're doing it is they're very honest about the way they do it. And I don't feel like they're doing it badly. Like, it's not untoward. They're very honest. You watch us.
Yeah.
We produce our content and we give it to you for free. There is a cost of watching it. And that's, you've got to deal with the
I've got people on Instagram that advertise. Yeah. I don't tend to do on my following on my own Instagram. I've got a little secret one that I like to look at because then it's unbiased because effectively we're doing journalism here, aren't we? So it's nice if it's unbiased. And there's people on there that advertise, you don't begrudge them. Then they put some good stuff up and some in content. But a few of the big boys at the minute, it's like there's nothing electrical there. You're just like a Red Bull for Sparkies. Everything's advertising. You're like, come on, do people a favour of following you for a long time from when you probably was a little Sparky, and now you're just pumping out fucking adverts for torches or apps 24/7. Like,
there's money to be made, man. I bet people are making good money. Yeah, but what's going on with
just one thing though, it boils back down to the fact that without the content, the electrical content, you haven't got anyone to sell to. You can't just put advertising out, but maybe I'm sitting here with my retire being perfect. I don't know, but I just like to see a little bit of electrical stuff on the electrical people I follow.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm very up and down with Instagram. You go on there, and if you're going through stories and stuff, you get 50 million adverts of completely non-related shit on there. It's very hard to, like, I just struggle with Instagram. It's boring. I don't
There's
like
some
it.
Good ones. I'll name Bristol Sparker. Brilliant Instagram for anyone that's learned to trade, quality, like real life bloke doing real life jobs. He's got a bit of advertising there as well, but it's a good shot. You know what I mean? Think he's got the balance right. Who else? Can't think off the top of my head. I'd look at a follow, but he's one that springs out of me. Joint Tech, brilliant Instagram, brilliant YouTube, does a bit of sponsorship, loads of content, loads of useful content. I mean, that exhaust got off there was purely by me watching him. You know what I mean? There's a few on there. There's quite a few going off. Dan and DMH will keep banging on about it. Gets mentioned every show. Water Spark is on there, isn't he? I'd have to look at a follow, but there's plenty of good people out there. They're just doing good stuff for people to look at without killing it on the advertising. But if you're going to destroy yourself...
Talking about doing good stuff and like your journey back into self-employment and like this transitional period, you took a week off last week to do what, mate?
I didn't do it out of the goods of my heart. You're making him sound like I went and built peace bridges in Bosnia, aren't you? But I had a week off to do some CPD in a solar farm. But I got paid for it, you know what I mean? I weren't like a charity. But I took that work to find a bit more out about it.
And so just explain a little bit about your week and how it took you like 5 days to do AR.
Are you still grinding this axe? Well, if you want to look, it's on my Instagram, actually, as a solar story. And it'll be on YouTube next week. So you can watch yourself and make your own decision. Sam thinks he's faster than he is. And anyone that's worked with aluminium wire armoured will know it's a bit of a bastard. Loads of intricacies with aluminium.
Mate, it's glanding off armours. Like, it doesn't work like that. That should take you about, an hour and a half.
I'll tell you what, then. Let's get three armours in a warehouse at Apprentice 1-to-1 and we'll see who glands them off quicker.
It's just glanding off armours. I'm not saying I'm the fastest, but what I'm saying is you spent 5 days putting away 8 armours.
Yeah, but they've been stored badly. I didn't just do that. There's a lot of buzz bar chambers stuff. Anyway,
you're an engineer.
I said this earlier. Yeah, if anyone wants to fucking spar with me as a sparker, I'm not saying I always win, but I'm pretty much willing to take anyone on. So if you want to get a few arms in a warehouse one day and make them off into some enclosures, Let's do it.
Mate, it's not like a big challenge, though, is it? It's making off armoured.
Yeah, but you're
like, why did it take you 5 days?
Because they was all twisted and they'd been left there for 6 months and we had to dig trenches and we had to fucking feed them under a cabin and pull them into a space as big as your mum's wardrobe. It was hard work. It was graft, but I enjoyed it. That's the main thing.
Listen, how are we going to give away these back box repair clips?
Why don't you tell us a story about whoever puts the funniest story about changing a back box, made up or otherwise, in the comments?
Well, we've got four. So you've got four attempts to win the back box repair clips because I really love them.
I mean, if anyone goes on Instagram and calls Sam rude words and tags him in it and me, I'll send you a bag myself.
Why?
Just because you have to listen to
aluminium cable is artwork. I don't know, man.
Aluminium cable. Oh, man. I don't know if anyone remembers back in the day, but I was on the match on Instagram. Yeah. Aluminium cable, for a start, is just like a bar. And does anyone remember, Samway, but before bar metal lugs come along, which are an aluminium mix, you used to have to use normal lugs and put bronze gauze in them. Do you remember this?
No, mate. Aluminium, I've not done copper, much aluminium armoured.
Aluminium and copper. Watch my Instagram or my YouTube if you want to see this.
Dissimilar metals.
Dissimilar metals can, well done, you. They don't like each other. So if you crimp it in a normal log, they'll go manky. So you have to get bronze gauze and put that in with a goo, and it was fucking horrible. Oh, I don't miss it. But the new logs are pretty good. But aluminium is a technique of its own. I talked about cable twists on my Instagram. A lot of people who make up big armors don't understand our cable twists. They don't even know it twists. And it's a big thing. If you don't want a bird's nest, do you know what a bird's nest is, Sam?
Yes, I do know what a bird's nest is, you idiot.
So when you twist an almond the wrong way and the almonds blow out and blow the outer sheath, that's a bird's nest. You definitely don't want that when you've got cables at 300 metres long because you fuck the whole thing, so there's a lot. It was all about that. But yeah, I'm still the fastest almond glander in the West, mofo.
But you're not. You did.
I mean, I'm not going to take on joint tech, you know what I mean? He's fastest. He
yeah, but
fast.
You did. Like, do you not think you took a long time fanning about trying to get it perfect?
It weren't even perfect. It was in a trench, but we spent a lot
of time.
So what
you're saying is you spent time fanning about to get it perfect and still didn't get it perfect.
There was a lot. On that Instagram story, I focused a lot on the armours when there was a lot of other work going on from the background that we had to get right.
Oh, and, yeah. All that work we didn't see.
Well, because it was the video, because I tried to produce content, was about armours. There's a bit more in there, but it was mostly about the working with armours. That was the interesting bit.
Did you learn much last week? Was it worth it?
I refreshed a lot of things I already knew about glanding, just got to practice some old skills drilling, enjoyed, because I used to do that all in my 20s. And then I learned a lot about solar farms and how they work. And we was actually repairing that one, because believe it or not, the inverters that are the size of a shipping container are now the size of a suitcase. And they've done it in a different way, repower it's called. So yeah, it was good. I learned a lot about legacy stuff and a lot about new stuff. I'd like to learn a lot more about the testing solar large scale. That's it. That's interesting.
As you expect, that's quite complicated and quite interesting, and something where you could specialise in. That's the sort of niche you would specialise in.
The problem with the solar farm general maintenance is done by a load of cheap contractors, but this bit was particularly interesting, and going around fixing. I'd like to do a lot more testing. I don't know how to test solar. I've read the book. I've not done any. I'll be tapping up a few people to do a bit of that at some point, and I'm interested in learning about that because I think that's a job, that's a trade, upcoming trade, isn't it? Going around someone's ass. They got drones with them. One thing I found was interesting, on the big solar farms, they don't go around testing the panels. They fly drones over because the broken panels get hot. So they fly a drone over and look for the heat.
Flare?
Yeah, they've got a thermal imaging camera on the drone, a proper one. I don't know how much they cost, but they fly it over, look for the hot panels, log it. Then someone goes and goes, oh, it's these few here, and they test them and find the broken one and swap it out. So it's quite interesting. Stuff like that you never really find out.
That's read quite all good,
the
man.
Read all the books you want. Read about anything. But doing it's a different story, which is why you should be able to subscribe to my motors and starters course. Not really. Yeah. Well, yes, really, but not just yet. We're not ready yet. But same with that. I put stuff on. That was what I was about earlier, doing the course and stuff. When I put motor stuff up, when I put big armor stuff up, people says, where can I learn that? I was like, there isn't anywhere. So I would have been able to dabble at that because I'd like to make money
what
out
I will
of
say
training.
Is, what I will, well, actually, what about this then? In your transition from PAY back to self-employed, I know you've got quite a few irons in the fire already, so your transition will be a little bit smoother because you've
got... Because I'm older, yeah. Simple as that.
Well, and you've got your contract with the football, so
yeah,
you do that. So
yeah,
that's a nice bit.
I've got enough in the fire. I've got enough irons in the fire to try out new things, which is nice. It's a nice position to be in.
So what do you think is going to be the hardest thing about swapping over?
Getting work.
You do think still that's going to be the hardest thing?
I could get next year 52 weeks of work. Yeah. Or I could get none. But even if I get 52 weeks of work, I've got to fit it into 52 weeks, haven't I? And that scheduling is always a nightmare. The stress for some people, but I'm not trying to get money. I'm trying to get time. So I'd like to go and do. My missus said this earlier. She's like, if you're away for a week or 2 weeks, I can handle it. But when you're getting in late ad hoc every night, so I'd like to go and do 2 weeks work and have a week off and just buy. I'd like to buy time. I don't need to earn loads of money anymore. I ain't got a mortgage. I've done all right for myself previously, self-employed. But I'd like to go and do a lump of work that I enjoy, then come back and enjoy having the time off, or maybe have more time off in summer. That's what I'm out to get.
So are you scheduling, going, are you going,
scheduling is the worry.
Are you going to go across the board, like whatever comes, you'll do, or are you going to like be quite selective with what you do?
I'm not doing domestic because I don't take food out of your mouth, but I am going to do the heavy industrial contract work. I want to start doing more design and consultation because I want to improve my skill in that area.
So how would you even go about getting work for doing design and consultation?
Well, I'll let you on to a secret, yeah? I do this podcast for the free, and I do Instagram for free, and I've built a good following there. And like any businessman, you know, like Netflix and that, get the punters, then work out how you make the money after. That's the big thing, in it, with these start-off.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I've done the Instagram. I've got some followers. I've got a little YouTube going. I do this podcast. And, of course, I'm going to try and monetize it, but I want that to be in a good, honest way. So I'll come on here and I go, I do design and consultation. I want any work doing. And then I'll maybe get a bit off that, or utilise the link. Same on LinkedIn. I've got quite a follow on LinkedIn. And I'm going to utilise all those, like anyone should do, I'm going to utilise all those methods of social media, LinkedIn, YouTube and that, to try and generate some work. But as I said earlier, I don't want to be a social media sparker that does electrical stuff. I want to be an electrical company that does a bit on social media. I don't want the social media type way the one. I see social media as a way of getting work and being more known. So, yeah, who knows? But I'll do what I do now and keep using the skills I've got, but I'd like to get to the design. And to do that, I need to do it. You can't do it from a book. You've got to do it, haven't you? So
if someone comes along to you and goes, oh, Jamie, I'm in Nottingham. I need my house rewired. Are you going to just turn it down?
No, you won't. It's not. I'm not doing anything like that. That won't happen. I'm not self-friendly.
Absolutely not.
You've got to remember, yeah? You can do a lot of stuff, and I've got a lot of digital tools, but I'm not going to take this. There's 1,000 domestic electricians not going to do it quicker than me and better than me. It's not my bag. And I know you need to know your limitations, don't you? No matter what you're doing.
See, I'm very much of the mindset. I'm taking whatever comes in, I'm taking.
Yeah, but if someone rang you and says, will you rewire an operating theatre for me? You'd say no, wouldn't you? Because you don't have that skill. Well, you do fucking actually. That's annoying. But yeah. You know what I mean? You don't. There's a lot of specialist requirements there that you don't know about. I still ring a couple of electrical engineers I work and go, you know what? I'm doing this job, I'm not quite sure. So
yeah, but like
I want to move out of my box, but I'm staying in it mostly. But I'm putting my fingers out there a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just I'm taking it, and if anything that comes in at the moment, and I really enjoy the little jobs, like from I don't know £200 to £600, those sort of jobs. They're the ones I like. They're about a day's
you
work.
Know, if you're domestic sparker, you're domestic all day long. Yeah, you'd probably see it as a bit of a treat to get a shop, wouldn't you? Or a warehouse, you know, just a little bit of a thing. Spreading your wings a little bit, and I want to do that. That makes so you wouldn't turn down like a little commercial property, would you? A little gym or something.
Oh, I'd love it.
Different, and that's what I think. I think everyone should be spreading the wings and moving up slightly. Everyone starts off doing domestic, yeah. No one starts anywhere else really.
My ultimate thing,
move up.
The ultimate thing I'd like to do is bespoke garages / workshops / like taking someone's garage and turning it into a man cave or workshop or a pristine place to put their pride and joy in motorbike or car and stuff like that. That is what I'd love to do. I was thinking about it the other week, and I was actually doing a couple of garages the other week, and I was like, I really love this sort of thing, because I start getting all ideas of how I'd like the benches all laid out with the specific tools they want on the benches and all that.
I'd do the whole package, everything. I did a little workshop for a guy like that once. He was very specific. It all had to be white. He had all these, you know, like tool drawers that you get in garages, all white.
Yeah.
White worktops or white walls. I was like, what the fuck is he doing here? Like,
yeah, I would love that. I would love that. And I'd love to go and spec it all and then find all the different stuff.
It come and it's all the same colour white, and it was specialist light. There's three different lamps above. One was like a white light, one was a cream light, one was a special painted awesome. Light. Do you know what he did? Awesome. Painted glass eyes. So he'd get a glass eye in a size that was made by a potter, and they'd get a picture of someone's eye that had lost their eye, and he'd paint their other eye to match. I thought it was a bit of a niche job.
But yeah, but still, good. That's mad. But yeah, I'm sort of starting to think how I'd like to specialise. I never do anything normal. So I don't even know if there's a market for that. But I think if I could choose where I go over the next 12 months, that would be ideal.
As I said, though, earlier, you know, like I said, everyone starts off, you work for someone, you work on the side till you've got enough work to go and do that job.
Yeah.
You could carry on sparking, set that up on the sides of the business and carry on sparking till you get enough work just to do that job, couldn't you? That's how it works, isn't it? So
that's my ultimate plan, because obviously there's a lot that goes into something like that. And I think it would be really, really fun. And I think there's a few quid to be made in it. Let's have a look at some of the old...
Sergio says, have I got the 2396? I think that's a design course in it, which when I got it was a 2400. That's our old one. But tell me what that course is in the comments. I don't know. But yeah, I think whatever you're doing, if you're happy doing whatever you do, kind of doing it, if you want to spread your wings, you've got to do what you do and spread your wings a little bit on yourself. That's how everyone starts. And there's plenty of work out there, and there's plenty of niche work out there as well. We keep saying this over and over again. We're talking about isms this week on the podcast. But yeah, I'm not... I might be on my arse next year. I might be on here selling fucking Tradify and business courses. Who knows? But I'm hoping I won't be.
Well, this is it. It's like, at the moment, it's all going well, and I'm loving it all. But it's only going to take like 1 or 2 weeks of no work, and I'm going to be hanging myself again.
And that's the work. I mean, I've got the eyes of the project. I've got a few regular bits of work that are coming in. Like, I got the football. Yeah. I've got some testing to do and some designs to do. Yeah, not enough to fucking keep me fed like I'm used to at work now. Though I'm not going to be turned over what I was doing there. But I think I can crack it and have a better quality of life and get the money. But I might, and I'll tell you, you know what I mean? I'm not going to hide about it. I'll be on there going, fucking, I'm skint. Like, you'll notice because my camera will look wank because I've sold it. But I'll be honest about it. It's not the best time to go on my own. It's not. There's a lot of financial. Can't work it out at the minute. One minute everyone's busy, the next minute everyone's not. But
it's mad.
It's weird. It's weird out there at the minute.
And I think that bubble's going to break soon. I just wonder, like, for me, like you say, the quality of life is 10 times better because, you know, like, my wife is quite a stickler for being like, if I'm booked in for 11 o'clock, I best be there for 11 o'clock. She goes mad otherwise. Yeah. So I still have a boss almost, but I don't, some days I don't start till 10 o'clock and I finish at 2:30. Although that's not the way you should run your own. You should be working 12 hours a day. But if you ain't got that 12 hours to work, what are you going to do?
One thing I do is a lot of, I negotiate as well. Like, I've got a couple of good customers and I'll say, they'll remember, oh, can you do this job? It's like, yeah. What? You know, if they're a good customer, I go, what you got in it? And I'm like, and you know what I mean? I'm like, what are you got in for? I go, oh, it's a bit of a fuck up. We just need it fixed. I go, all right, then I'll do your deal. That's about 275 a day because it's near my ass. I'm like, oh, yeah, they appreciate that. But another job to do for Mark, charging $450 a day.
So yeah, for sure.
I don't go hard. I'm always willing to negotiate people. I've got one guy who worked for, and I didn't want to do a job for the other week. I went, oh, I'm not even going to fucking send an invoice, mate. Don't worry about it. Dead easy job on my way past. I was like, don't worry about it. You charge them. You get the beers in next time around, yeah? Like, you can't just be like, I know a fuse box, like, it's this a day or fuck you. And I'm like, there's no way to do business in a time like now.
No, it doesn't really work like that either. It's like, fuse board changes and stuff like that. I just be as fair as I can without selling myself short. That's what I'm doing with everything. Just fair, transparent.
My top wax like $450 a day, yeah? But that incorporates a little bit of travel, a little bit of sundries, you know what I mean? Just the odds and sods of the daily grind.
How much is yours a day?
I go between like $250 to $450, depends what I'm doing. But I wouldn't charge someone $450 to be sat upstairs in my office drawing a drawing because I'm going to sat in my ass all day. I don't need the squish money at the end that covers other stuff. It depends what I'm doing very much. It depends very much what I'm doing.
I charge £50 an hour or if I'm on a, if I'm going to be there all day in the same place all day instead of running about, I'd charge $3.25.
Yeah, I think that's a good rate, fair rate, isn't it, for what you're doing?
Like, and that's an 8 hour day. That's based on an eight hour
day. Rule is don't screw people. Don't screw
people.
But
this is it.
And the longer they've been a customer for you, for not like BT and fucking all that shit, who go, oh, we've got a great new deal. Not if you're an existing customer. Existing customers always go, yeah, all right. What you always say, what you got in for it? Is it, you know, if they get the impression it's a bit of a stinker, they've got to go, what you got in for it? I'll sort you out. I'll do them a favour every now and again. Don't be hard and fast because it don't wash.
See, and I've got in with a local landscaper as well. So he picks up quite a lot of like electrical work as well, because obviously he's doing, like, he does landscaping, so people like to have lights in their garden and shit like that.
And if
that.
You're doing that, you're always going to have a look, because if it's a fucking massive arse, you're charging $4.50 a day, and if it's a little arse, do them a bit cheaper. Like, one line, what do you do for a job? Oh, what do you do for a job? I'm a teacher. Oh, well, that's £40 extra then. Oh, well, it worked for the other revenue. Well, that's £100 extra then. Like, you know, like, play to your strengths, don't you?
I don't know. For me, this like you say, the quality of life is so much better. Like,
I'll level you. Like, you at the minute, mate, I'm in a mess. Yeah, I've got an office in the corner of my little girl's bedroom that she moved into. I meant to move out. My garage at the minute is full of muddy tools from the solar farm. Everything I need to move needs something else to move. I'm just looking forward, really, because when I'm at work, I'm working for them, and when I get home at night, I'm about fucked. I'm looking forward. I've got 3 days off this week. I'm looking forward to getting all my shit sorted out, because for me, that's what de-stresses me, is having all my shit. Like, someone rings up tomorrow and goes, I've got an audio job. I come in here, grab the two audio boxes. All of a sudden, I go out and do it. Testing job, I come and grab the testing boxes, take them out and do it. And I can't wait to get that on top of that.
Yeah, but all those little things, they start really coming into their own. Right, so what was this giveaway? How are we doing this giveaway then? This is the worst giveaway of all time. We're really bad at giveaways. Do you know that?
We are bad at everything. We're bad at being on time. We're bad at being regular. We're bad at producing. We're bad at putting the fucking podcast up. But as I keep saying, we are real sparkies doing a podcast. And if anyone audio viewers watching on the video, you'll notice my chair's just dropped. So we're bad at that as well. But
Paul
it's coupled together.
Paul Cook.
Hey, there you go.
Paul Cook's done a good one. Great shout. New traditional spaces.
Someone put a good one in there last night. I don't want to give these to someone that's like, if you are domestic and you can use these, and put it in there, because I'm not going to give one to the water spark. He's probably never seen a bat box in his life. You know, they're
Tom
just
Bickerton,
sitting in his garage.
This is interesting. Tom Bickerton, who I know is a good sparky. Tom, are you working for 180 to 200 quid a day domestic, like self-employed, or is that your subby rate? Can't compete against that at 350. Yeah, because like, he's saying he gets 180 quid a day. Is the going rate in Pompey? I can't compete against that at 350.
The problem is in Pompey, I've said this loads, I've said this every podcast I've been on, yeah, it's geographical. Pompey is it's down Cornwall, so the rate's less anyway. I don't think that's right, but that's just how it is. And it's not as opulent as some areas, so you can't get away with it, can you? I think that's just a simple fact of geography. People down Cornwall, anywhere past Exeter, you're getting less of a rate, and you probably pay more to live.
I lost a job today. It was, what was it doing?
And Tom said, as your company tried to keep you, I will discuss all that once I've left. I will give an honest opinion, but it's a Christmas due next week, and I don't want someone kicking off at me. So,
today I lost a job. They wanted a ring camera, like floodlight camera thing put up.
Yeah.
Now, I said, I need to pop around and have a look where it's going up, because I need to know where I'm taking the feed from and all that sort of stuff. It could be anywhere from 50 to 100 quid, right?
Sorry, just messed with the comments. That's all. Sorry.
Anyway, she turns around and goes, oh, someone's just quoted me 30 quid. I'll go with them. I'm like, go with them.
Not even worth... You can't compete with a fucking... You can't compete with Hungry Man.
I would have the ump with myself so badly if I drove all the way to Herne Bay to install a camera, a floodlight / camera, and like for 30 quid. Why would you even do that?
If you put it out the back of an upstairs socket, straight out the back, you are, I genuinely believe this, yeah, I think I'm right, yeah? You are genuinely struggling to make it. You couldn't do it for your next door neighbour for 30 quid in costs. Yeah?
No.
Not happening. So that handyman might be on your street fucking roughing in someone's fucking glazing or tarring or whatever. Yeah?
But drilling through their window frame or something.
Yeah, if you fucking want. Drill through your window frame, put it in a plug. Like, there's, at the end of the day, putting power to an outside light, you can put power to an outside light and you can put power to an outside light, can't you? Like I say, drill through the fucking window frame with a bit of flex. Is it okay? It'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
But it might not be, you know what I mean? Like, if someone, if you have a fire in your loft, yeah, because whatever, and the insurance man comes out and you've got a plug going out your window frame, it'll be like, you're not getting paid out, are you?
Do you know what I mean? So I always say electrics is easy, but it's just as easy to mess it up. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like, you know,
generally, like, the concept of putting a light up is easy. But you know, what happens when it goes wrong and you do it wrong?
Everyone knows you. Know if you're a 1980s Ford Allegro, back in the day, the 80s, remember, you used to have dads outside every Sunday doing tinkering the cars. You can't do much now because of computers and cars and stuff, yeah. But old school engines can be tinkered with by tinkerers. That don't mean you can't leave a fucking spanner in the piston, does it? And it fucking blows your car to bits. And that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the expertise and the fact that if something goes wrong, you've got a comeback. And you can, like I say, anyone can do electrics, but knowing what you're doing and knowing what the fuck you're doing is two different complete things, isn't it? So don't compete with £30 people fitting Ring doorbells, or you'll always be.
I'm not doing it. No way. I wouldn't even entertain it for that. My minimum call out is £50. That's it.
You know, if you did 10 of them a day and you literally drilled out of a socket, the back of a socket, and put the light on a bit of flex.
Yeah.
You'd still spend fucking 15 quid in flex, wouldn't you? Raw plugs and nuts, bolts and drills and stuff.
I couldn't bring myself to do it for 30 quid. I'd rather do it for free than do it for 30 quid.
Yeah, I'd rather swap it for something like, yeah.
Because then you've got, like, if anything goes wrong with that for 30 quid, you've got to go back. And it's just dead money. I just can't do it. It's just dead money.
It's just regional as well, as like I say, like, north and south extremities, people pay less. And I don't know why that is. It amazes me we haven't got national rates of wages.
But all that don't work. I don't want my rate mandated by someone. Like, my rate's my rate.
No, that's the other thing, isn't it? Well, JIB have in London rates, don't they? But that's because if you work in London's JIB spot, you're going to be paying loads more. But
that's also the JIB rate and stuff. It doesn't really, like, when you're talking like I'm some fucking businessman now, but
business
I don't
available.
Want
use my discount,
anyone okay? telling me, oh, well, this is the going rate. I don't care what the going rate
is. Fuck the going rate.
This is what I'm working for.
Back in the day, mentioned that JIB rate. I remember, and this is old money, so sorry for young kids out there, yeah, that don't watch this, but I remember the JIB rate in London made you about £12 a day more. You know, where you lodge and everything, yeah, you got 12 quid a day more.
Yeah.
And at that time, a can of Coke was about 45p, but in London, it was a quid. So, like, it didn't work then. And making rates higher, and it certainly don't work now. Like, I think the JIB lodging rate's still, like, 35 quid, isn't it? Yeah,
I'm so happy to be able to, like, know that that's not my future anymore. All this JIB rate that, and we should be getting this.
Well, like,
as,
food and lodging,
as
some
electricians. Like, it's lodging, so, like, it's a load of old gash.
Lodging allowance, some firm I'll speak to someone today, like, oh, yeah, you get £15 a day for food. It's like, what the fuck are you eating for £15 a day? Even if you go to Aldi and buy bread and butter and jam and sandwiches and stuff, and pack yourself up for breakfast and sandwiches, you still can't go in the boozer, can you? A bit of scrum at night, because even Weatherspoon's going to charge you, I don't know, 12, 30 quid for a main meal, and you're getting £12 a day, I'd be like, fuck off.
To be honest with you, all that sort of stuff, if you're ungrateful for the... If you're not happy with the rate you're getting at PAYE,
move.
Moan about it and say, well, I deserve more. If you deserve more, go and get more. But don't ask a company to give you more. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit weird.
No, I disagree with that. What I would say is, related to my... This may or may not relate to what happened to me recently, yeah? I decided to leave, and I said, I'm leaving. And one thing I do hate, yeah? And if you listen to this podcast and follow me, you do is fuck off, yeah? You know, if you want more money, go and say to your boss, I think I'm worth more money for these reasons. And they'll make a decision on whether they can afford to pay more or will pay more, yeah? That's not option number one. The only way you've got to really vote is with your feet, yeah? But whatever you do, yeah? And I fucking hate these pricks, right? do not go and get an interview for other jobs. Go to other job interviews, get offered £1,000 to £5,000 more than where you are, then go back to your existing employer and use it as leverage against them because you're a fucking terrorist. Yeah, I hate you people that do that. Don't do it because you're assholes. You're assholes. You're fucking other company around to leave your existing company because you're too weak to leave the job you've got. I hate it. I fucking hate it. And I would never be seen dead doing it.
I think that's the dumbest logic that you've ever said.
I don't give a fuck what you think. Yeah, I hate them. Go and all that effort.
Yeah, but no one owes you nothing. No one owes you nothing out here.
Yeah, but you owe it not to be a terrorist. Just go and, if you think you're worth more, if you're Billy Big Ball Sparky and ask your firm for work more, say no. Go and take the other job that offered you more money and spread your wings. Don't use it as leverage against them because you're a fucking dick.
That's a hard negotiation.
It's not negotiation.
Whoever's got the more leverage wins.
Yeah, but negotiation is going to say, I think you need more money because I do this. And you go, well, you are a pretty good spark actually. We can give you £2 an hour. But if the other firm down the road interview you, like you, offer you a job, offer you a contract, and then you don't fuck off down the road, use them to get more money out of your employer, you're a terrorist.
No, bro, that's business. That's business. No one owes you nothing. No one owes you nothing.
If you go in there and say, I want more money, and they go, no, and you go and get another job, and they go, oh, give you more now, tell them to fuck off, because they're terrorising you, aren't they? It works both ways, but I just can't stand that kind of shenanigan.
I'm so glad to be out of it. Like, if I have to go back and do, like, a couple of weeks subbing now, that's
Daniel
fine.
Daniel Dizzle did it. Daniel Dizzle, you bastard. Get off the podcast, you banned. You're barred. You're the first person to be barred off this podcast.
No, so I don't mind, man. I don't mind all that. Like, I'm just glad I'm out of it. If I go back and do a little bit of subbing now and again, I'll be happy to do that as well. I won't never, ever run a job for another subbing firm ever again. I'll just turn up, do my bit, get paid, go home, and I hope I never have to go back to it.
Daniel's put again, he says, mate, I think you're wrong. Make sure you have a hand to play. Yeah, that's what I said. If you're a good spark and you ask for more and you deserve it and you're being realistic, and you're better than the other spark because you're taking all the weight. You should get a pay rise, but if they don't offer you one, all you've got to do is vote for your feet. Don't use another firm against them. I just think it's wankery. And once the firm keep you for more money, they know how to twist you and you'll never get out the door. You'll just get a carriage clock for working for 25 years.
Missouri Electrical, old Libby, he says, I feel awful now. I charge £150 to fit a Ring door camera. Do you know what? I don't think... This is one thing I've been really toying with. Do I charge more for my first hour? Should I really be charging like £100 for the first hour?
It's regional, isn't it? Again.
I just charge £50 an hour no matter what. That's my flat fee. If I got called out at like 10 o'clock at night, I'd probably be like, listen, it's £100.
Yeah, that's a piss take. Who's put there? I've just fucking clicked on block. I don't want to do that. Brett, but you could retrain as a software engineer and get £450 a day. Software engineers are very sought after, Brett, but I will tell you now, in the year and a bit I did training, the amount of IT people that came to retrain as Sparkies was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And they all thought they were going to make the fortune fitting EVs, the dicks. Like,
or smart home tech.
They're all there going, oh, I'm going to do loads of EVs and that because I've got the software. Like, it's just a fucking app, mate, even though none of them work. But yeah. The amount of software IT people who came through retraining. Yeah.
And they want to do smart homes and stuff like that.
And I'm not
There's
being
no
rude,
call
but
for that.
I always thought they'd probably be a bit wank at IT because the good people I know do good IT make good money. So maybe they weren't.
Do you know what? I think this is it's almost a little bit. If you sit in an office, right? I did it for years when I was younger. Sit in an office. And I used to look at like van drivers and be like, I think I'd rather drive a van than sit in an office. Do you know what I mean? And you start seeing, romanticising the other side of it.
There were some people who romanticised. I'm not going to be rude now, but they watch like the big Instagrammers, your Nick Bundys, your Artisans, your David Savory. No, not David Savory. But they watch them and they get that romance. But what they don't realise is, even the big Instagrammers, even the big social media people, that's a snapshot of their day. I don't think Nick's ever put a video out of him waiting in a wholesale to be served while he drinks a Clicks coffee because it's boring, but that is the reality of Sparky. But I know a lot of people who came from training watched the big Sparky and went, I want to do that. And then I was like, that's not what it's really like. That's all the good bits.
No, but, like, it's not what it's really like.
And I think some people retrain to be something because they're not, say, a software engineer or an IT person. They're only giving 50% of the way they work. They're only doing 50% of the work and they think Sparky's the be-all end all of it. Same with plumbing. I bet plumbers' podcast has got the same shit on there. They go, someone's trained because they know they're going to get a grand for every ball they fit. And the reality is, it's not like that.
No.
And that's every trade. They're just jumping out the frying pan to fire with the same problems, I'd imagine. Apart from the fact that they know how to work the fucking IT, which we don't.
So Paul Cook has got a back box repair clip. And I'm just going to have to give the other ones away on Instagram, I think. But I'm going to have to actually think of something to give them away. I'm so bad today. You know what? I'm burnt out from just working too much.
I gave out the number and looked at the phone. When we first text that, we come up with all these great ideas. It's just that we never follow through because we're too busy with Marcus. But...
So, Paul Cook, get in touch. You've got a back box repair kit set coming out to you. So, you've got to get in touch. DM me, message me, whatever.
No one's messaged the phone. I have this phone for no reason. But if you want to message it, top of the chat is the phone. We'll take things on there for next week. Anything like that?
You've got 48 hours to message me if you want it.
I think we've got a guest next week as well. We're going to be putting out something about that. I'll give away this. We're doing a special on reminiscing about the good old days. And we'd love to hear your stories about things you like to reminisce about. I think what started this off was me and Sam had a conversation the night about dot matrix printers. You'll recognise because every old socialist has them, what retro they are. So what other retro things in the trade do you fondly remember? Let us know for an upcoming future podcast with an Instagram big player, I'll call them.
Riveting.
You're an asshole.
Right. And that one, Electricians Podcast.
Why do you keep going out in 15 minutes?
We're out.
You used to be bang on, now you wank. Are we finished? Is it on?